over the past 15 years, we've seen elk populations increase to a great extent in places that we didn't really have elk in the mid to late 90s, like the Big Desert and in the Jarbidge south of Twin Falls. So we've seen a redistribution of elk in Idaho. We've seen declines in a lot of the backcountry units, and some of that has been from the introduction of wolves. Wolves were reintroduced in 1995 and 1996. You know, they've changed the landscape, so to speak, on elk populations statewide. That was another thing that we, you know, needed to change and acknowledge the existence of a new predator that's affecting elk populations in some parts of the states. We also needed to discuss, because we're getting elk in places that we didn't have them before, one of the problems that we're running into is elk and agriculture conflicting.
A lot of times public comment periods are largely ignored for things like this. How did the level of feedback that you received throughout this process compare with what you were expecting?
You know, I think we can always hope for the most public comment we can possibly get. I mean, elk are important to Idahoans. Elk are important for a lot of reasons. And, you know, I would have hoped that we would have got more comments, but I think I was pretty excited to have 450 written comments about the elk plan. And you could tell, you know, that people were really impassioned about their comments and that they tried to focus in on the issues that were important to them.
Did you hear most from hunters?
Yeah, we heard mostly from hunters. We got some comments back from some land management agencies and other state government and some non-governmental organizations like the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Idaho Cattle Association, Idaho Guides and Outfitters Association. So yeah, we got a myriad of comments, and we got comments from people who were hunters and definitely people who, you know, didn't want the elk plan to focus on predation primarily. And I think that, you know, what came out in the end is a well-balanced plan.
Idaho Fish and Game has caught a lot of grief lately for hiring a hunter to kill two wolf packs in central Idaho. The main reason given by the agency is that they've been eating a lot of elk calves and keeping down the elk population there as a result. The extermination, the targeting of entire wolf packs, is that something that could continue through Fish and Game if this new plan is in fact adopted?
Well, the elk plan isn't a plan to manage predators. It discusses the commission's policy on predation, and it discusses predator management plans, but it isn't necessarily a plan. You know, the elk plan isn't the wolf plan. And I think that management of wildlife is our job, and I think that we'll continue to do that. And in places where we've seen declines in elk numbers, like in the Middle Fork, where we've seen a 43% decline since 2002, that we will take actions to make things better and to find that balance.